This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello there, Gary and Chelsea with you. Episode 73 now of our Breakfast Buffet podcast. Welcome along. Let's see what's coming up on this enthralling episode.
I went on a hen do and it was chaos and I was humbled.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've recovered yet.
No. Okay. Right.
And you had a great quiz for us called Hasbro or Has No.
I'll tell you what. If you like toys, if you like movies, this brings the two things together. You'll be shocked. You're shocked what you could be seeing at Kent's multiplexes over the next coming months and weeks.
Stacey Solomon was kept hostage in Kent.
Poor Stacey. Stacey!
Stacey,
she was stuck here. Why?
Bless her.
How? Is she okay? All of those questions will be answered.
I'm never letting you have control over my wardrobe after you suggested Pringles Crocs.
I thought they brought together two of your favourite things. See what you think, people. This is a real thing.
And I've got an issue with cream eggs.
I mean, that says it all, doesn't it? Doesn't the noise I make say it all? Anyway, look, if you're a chocolate fan, you cannot miss this enthralling episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast. It's entitled
Hasbro's Hendoos and Hole in the Wall.
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
I'm so glad Gladiators came back. I love Gladiators and pleased to see it back. It's just everything that's right for a tea time on a Saturday. And so's this. I hope this comes back. It could just be one of those stories they've dragged up because Gladiators come back. There could be something in it. But a show called Hole in the Wall.
Hole in the Wall! I loved this.
You took a big breath of excitement in then.
I used to literally have a count down the clock and watch this. It was one of my favourite programmes ever, and I always thought I'd be really good at it. But some of those poses...
I think you would be good, because you're quite bendy, because you're a dance person.
Yeah, you can move into like a... Mm. It's the speed in which the wall comes,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you don't remember, it's literally a hole in the wall. So you're stood by a pool, and a wall, a big sort of foam wall, comes towards you with a cut-out shape in it.
It might
be like the shape of... You stood in a star position.
Yeah.
So you have to stand in the star position and then the wall goes over you and then you go through
and
it.
Then you've made
and then
it.
You don't get knocked in the water. And so you have to do that. And I loved it as well. It's 15 years since it was on. I can't believe that. And Anton Dubek was the host of it after Dale Winton did it to start with.
So fabulous.
It could be coming back. I think it's perfect for when in between seasons of Gladiators, get Hole in the Wall. And bring Wipeout back, please. Why can't we bring Wipeout back?
These are the best TV programmes. There's just something about people being hit with things and falling into water that brings joy.
Do you know what? When you break it down, you're absolutely right.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Now, with some nerves and trepidation, I glance to my right, to Chelsea Little, who's promised a story of flat shoes and hen-do survival.
You know when you hear the word hen-do that chaos is going to follow.
You do.
But I've never been so humbled as going on a hen-do with a bunch of 40-plus women.
Okay.
They are iconic. Do not underestimate how much over 40s can drink. I thought people in their 20s were superheroes of the sesh. I was wrong. I was so
You're
wrong.
Barely breaking your liver in at that age.
I couldn't even hack it. They were drinking two drinks for every quarter of mine. Secondly, they're the ultimate wing women. I'm going to call her Sharon, let's say.
Okay.
Even though I have a boyfriend and I told Sharon I had a boyfriend, she spent the whole night trying to set me up with her plumber that we saw at the event.
And then, what was the plumber doing there? I mean, I know you like to be ready for every eventuality, but I can't think of a reason, or good reason anyway, to have a plumber on a hen do.
He must just love an ABBA tribute.
Oh, is that what was going on?
That's what was going on.
Right.
Which links to my final point, is they dance viciously. I was pulled into some kind of dance-off for Gimme, 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 and I lost an entire strap on my dress. I left this night with no shoes, one less strap on my dress, and a number for a plumber.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Dartford looking for a work of art, an interactive artwork, to go on show permanently in Dartford to commemorate one of their greatest ever Dartfordians, Mr. Len Goodman from Strictly.
It's a 10 from Len.
It really meant something when it was a 10 from Len.
You wanted that. That was an ultimate life goal.
Yeah. I'm thinking if I was to do like an artwork, I think I would just do a massive 7. Just because of the way he said 7, it would just be a massive 7 there in the middle of Dartford.
Yeah.
And at 7 a.m. and at 7 p.m., you just hear the voice of Len doing his classic 7. So you knew.
That is such a good
time to get up. Time for tea.
Perfect. And then on the 7th of every month as well.
Oh, yeah, 7th. Just put
you can branch it out.
I like it.
They'll be able to get a from one of the Strictly clips.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So they are actually looking for people. Maybe you want to write into them because they are actually looking for people to say, yeah, give us the money and I'll do this. So it's 25K if you're an artist. I reckon we could knock a 7 up out of some plywood.
I think so. I'm quite good with paint, you know.
Yeah, what colour are we going to paint the 7?
I think maybe gold with
sparkles. I think gold and sparkly, like a glitter ball.
Literally, as sparkly as possible.
Okay, Dartford, if you're listening, people from the council there, we've got it sorted for you. Just call our people and our people will talk to your people.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Me and my friend were having a slightly tipsy conversation the other day.
Oh, really?
And we came up with this question.
All right.
You're going to like it.
Yeah, all right. My finger's hovering over the dump button, which means we'll instantly go off air.
Eject.
Eject. Let me write that down.
Into
eject
the medway.
Chair for Chelsea. Let me talk to the engineering department. Anyway, yes.
Okay, the question is, what piece of furniture would you be in Beauty and the Beast? So, you know they all get cursed by the witch because the prince is evil and wasn't being a nice person.
Hello, Chip.
So, they all get turned into, like, household objects.
Yeah.
What household object would you be? And we went into depth with this because you need to think it through. You don't want to pick the wrong one and it doesn't align with your personality.
That would be ridiculous. What a silly waste of everyone's time that would be if you picked the wrong household object to be if you were trapped by a witch's curse in Beauty and the Beast.
You have to think about these things.
You have to. It's a concern for everyone. Well, of course, you've got something. I'm thinking you might be an Ottoman. No?
No, but I really like it.
You should be. I think you'd make a lovely Ottoman.
Thank you.
Yeah, no
they're
worries.
They're normally like plush velvet, aren't
they?
Yeah,
they're plush.
And you can put things in them.
Yeah, they're handy and plush. What are you, though?
A winged bottle opener. You know the ones with the little arms?
Oh, yeah, very excitable.
They're like difficult to figure out, but they work well with wine.
You really have thought it through.
And Angela in Margate got in touch and said she'd be a teapot because she's the same shape.
Of course, we've got Kate Faulkner, our news guru here. We can't let you go without telling us what item you would be from the household.
The fridge. Just put all the food in me.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Let's play our game. Has bro or has no? So, Barbie, toy, turned into a movie. Monopoly, we found out, is being turned into a movie as well.
I'm excited for that one.
What other toy game things are being turned into movies? That's my simple question to you. The answer is has bro for a yes or has no for a no.
Okay.
Let's see how you get on. So, Monopoly, we know. How about Action Man? Action Man, he's like the male Barbie, if you like. You know, an action hero toy. Action Man.
100% Hasbro.
Hasbro?
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
All right. Furby, the movie.
I really want that to be Hasbro, but I feel like it'll be a horror film because they're terrifying.
They are quite scary, yeah.
Hasbro.
You're saying it's going to be?
I'm going to say yeah.
Yes, it is. Furby, the movie, is on the way. Uno, the card game.
Hasbro.
Uno, the card game, is on the way.
What is it? Flip it.
It's going to be a heist. It's going to be a heist movie.
Oh, okay.
Polly Pocket.
Oh, please, Hasbro. I love Polly Pocket.
Lily Collins already signed up to star.
Amazing.
Play-Doh has bro or has no?
This is ridiculous. It's going to be, isn't it, Hasbro?
They're all go Hasbro, yes!
Oh, think about the poor brown Play-Doh.
Oh, that's how it all ends up. It's so colourful to start with, it all ends up mushy, grey, purpley brown.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
If you were a bewitched household item, just like in Beauty and the Beast, what item would you be? And surprisingly, despite the fact that Chelsea was tipsy when she was having that conversation, many of you are joining in with this conversation this morning. And some of our listeners aren't even drunk at 11 minutes past eight. So that's
They're
incredible.
Not. Sensational news. Donna and Thanet got in touch and said she'd like to think she'd be a dresser or a book cabinet.
Oh.
Interesting, full of limited editions and valuables. And she's tall enough.
Oh, that is lovely.
I like that. There's some thought in that.
Really thought.
Grayson, who would be a dish sponge or a mop? Because she said, I always seem to be cleaning. Jane in Greenhithe would be a spoon because she's always in the kitchen baking.
Very good, very good.
I like that. Katie in Herne Bay would be a candle because she lights up a room.
Oh, is she burning at both ends? That's the problem.
Liam in Ramsgate is super modest. He would be a kettle because he's hot.
Oh, for goodness sake, get over yourself.
Josie in Strood would be a wooden spoon because she's a big stirrer.
Oh, I like the sound of you. Can you imagine all our listeners all bewitched as those things I suggested be?
Be our guest. Put your service to the test.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Stacey Solomon and Joe Swash have been held hostage in Kent.
What?
Here is more on that breaking story. They have been staying at the Haven Kent Coast in All Hallows, lovely holiday park. And their children have been having so much fun that they are refusing to let anyone leave and go home. No. They are holding them hostage. They're having too much fun. Stacey says that they've been following round giant characters. That's been keeping them busy. And Joe has been trying out new activities like the jump, a 6-metre fall onto a massive airbag.
Oh, wow.
So they've been having fun there, but it does seem that okay, and I think she managed to get away to go and do Loose Women. So
she managed to free herself from the claws of Kent.
They've been having fun in Kent. And actually, I've got a story about a time I fell on a massive airbag, but we don't have time for
it. The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
It's National Banana Day. I love banana me. They're so versatile, aren't they? And shameless confession, I do actually love a banana sandwich. They're my go-to when I've not done the food shop. But the thing I've learned recently, and I hate to admit I've learned it this morning, those people that have banana guards, you know those little houses you put your banana in, don't laugh at them because I got to work this morning with a banana squished nice and firmly into my hairbrush.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Top tips to win an argument after I entered mid-argument when I got to the gym yesterday.
All right.
And this is what I love about the gym is the people, not the treadmill bit.
See, that's why you and me are so different.
The people at my gym are characters. You could write a film about them. They are sensational humans. Mm. Walked into the changing rooms yesterday, and there's a toddler in the middle of the room, starfish position, lay on the floor in protest.
And gym?
In the gym. They go, there's a pool and stuff, isn't there? And the kids love to go that. I think there's a kids' club and stuff.
Okay.
And the mum is stood over the toddler trying to reason with this toddler. And it's not about normal toddlery things like, no, you can't have a snack now or you need to put your shoes on. It's because this particular toddler had been going around licking people's knees. And the mum had said that this was unacceptable behaviour. So the toddler is laying starfish position. The toddler then stands up, looks the mum dead in the eye, like squaring up. You know when toddlers like try and make themselves big, but you're like, they're like 2 foot tall, so you're not big. And said, well, Lenny does it. I'm invested now. Who's Lenny? Why is he licking people's knees? Lenny is not a human. Oh. He's a cat.
Oh.
So because
you've got so much story. Were you there with a notepad, like a reporter in a movie?
I was hiding behind the mirror. For fully invested. There was another lady as well giggling because she was also like, what happened?
Oh, yeah. You're caught in.
I tell you what, it is an eventful.
Live from behind the mirror. Oh. It's Chelsea Little reporting. Yes, turns out Lenny was cat and licking knees. So hopefully the toddler learned. Did they learn the lesson or did the toddler continue to demonstrate?
The toddler then demonstrated by licking his mum's knee.
So, hang on, let me just to for 100% certainty. So, next time I go to a gym, you're saying no to the licking of knees, yeah?
No licking knees.
I'm writing that down.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
There's a lady who is getting a lot of traction on Mumsnet right now, telling a story. She went out for a date, had a date. They said, come on, let's go halves at the end. You know, first date, fair enough, yeah. Her card was declined.
Oh, no. Oh,
that's mortifying. I hate it if that happens.
He said, let me get this. He got it.
Aww.
Then he messaged her after saying, can you transfer your half of the bill? Because we did originally agree to go halves. Can you transfer it to this account? Here's my account number. I'm guessing by your slack jaw there that you're not on board with
that. That is outrageous. You can't do a nice thing and then take it back. That is not a nice thing, is it? Come on now.
She did transfer him the money.
I would never have.
And he said, did you fancy going out again next week?
Is he deluded? Absolutely not. Get in the bin where you belong with your half and half. Chasing me up on text message,
I've got a great idea for a new series where I just tell you things to get you angry. Okay, Chelsea's blood pressure test. That's what we're going to call it. Chelsea's blood pressure test. I'm going to tell you stuff. We're going to link you up to a blood pressure monitor and see if we can make it pop off at the top.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. With Gary and Chelsea.
WhatsApp group chat. Wow, wow, wow. WhatsApp group chat. Wow, wow, wow. What's going on in the group chat? What's everyone saying? What's going down?
Everyone is trying to create a club at the moment. I don't know what the new trend is, but there's a coffee club, there's a walking club, and now Henry wants to start a pickleball club.
I've heard a lot about pickleball.
Me too, but I can just imagine people hitting pickles.
That's what I imagine. That's the problem. He called it something silly like that. And then all I really want to do is get a bat and hit a pickle.
And hit a pickle. It's just to see. Yeah. What kind of bat?
I imagine like a big table tennis bat.
Yeah, I'm thinking a firm bat. You can't have one with crisscrosses in because then you'll dent the pickle.
Yeah. Or you could try hitting it really hard with a stringed, like a tennis racket. It would slice the pickle.
Imagine.
There's an idea. Maybe that's how chefs do it. Maybe that's how they do it at McDonald's.
That's how pickleball was created.
Listen, next time you're at McDonald's, just see if you can anyone hear like a serving sound.
How it makes it onto your burger.
That's how they do it. Anyway, slightly distracted there. Yes, thank you, Henry.
And I don't know what Pam was up to, but she asked if she could borrow some heavy-duty waterproof tape.
No.
No one had any available. But what is Pam doing with heavy-duty waterproof tape?
That is very suspicious. Has anyone thought of calling the police?
I'm thinking about it. Pam is a suspicious person. You've got to watch her.
You can't say that about a real person that lives just up the road from us.
Pam. You never know.
Oh, Pam.
It's always the quiet ones.
Yeah, or in that case, the ones that are doing things that look really, really dodgy.
And Kerry, bless her, icon of the week. She popped in the chat. Does anyone have some milk I can borrow? And then sent a second message saying, I've got my slippers on now and I can't possibly go out.
Oh, do you know what? I would have been like, I'll get your own milk. But then with that, maybe I'm won over.
Really? With the slippers when you
over? I might. She's got such a front, that Kerry.
She owned it.
And anyway, you don't borrow milk, do you? You have milk.
You steal some milk.
Yeah, you have milk. You're not going to... I don't want even the... No, to think
well,
about
you
how
you
might get
the other
get
person forgets. Otherwise, you have to buy them a bottle of milk back,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, I guess. Well, it all really happened there.
It's all going on this week.
I am worried about Pam, though.
I'm worried about Pam. I live near Pam. That's what I'm worried about. If I don't turn up next week, Pam is the first person you need to investigate.
Yeah, okay, right. Well, we all know where to look. Anyway, let's go with what's a group chat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's up, group chat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What a good one it was this week. Loved it.
Gary and Chelsea,
KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
I popped into the supermarket the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was so excited, I thought I'd hit the jackpot because there was still reduced Easter chocolate.
Oh, bravo.
And I was like, wow, this is what a win. And my boy loves cream eggs.
Right.
They're his favourite. And I thought, you know what? I'll treat him. I'll get a couple. Went to the self-checkout because it's easier. I don't want to queue just for a little, few little bits. It's normally more efficient. Not when it comes to a cream egg. Have you ever tried to scan a cream egg?
Do you know what? I can't say that I have.
It is not an easy task. I had to do the ask of shame where you stand there like a lemon and wait for someone to come over and it's like flashing above me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the guy comes over.
Loser needs help. Loser needs help over here.
And I look like a loser stood there with like six cream eggs in my basket.
I'm six, it's gone up to. You are buying a couple. It's
six is quite a nice number. It fell out.
It's how you buy eggs traditionally in a half dozen, so you've
so you have to maintain
the traditional life.
It's what the chicken sort of wanted.
It is.
The guy comes over, looks at me like, you fool. He knew the cream egg code off by heart. He didn't even try to scan it himself. He was just like, yeah, this is one of those things. And just typed the code in, knew the cream egg code.
Can't do the barcode on a cream egg.
It's just one of those like everyday things. So it's just unnecessarily difficult. Like, it's always...
I'm afraid for Chelsea.
It is. It's a hardship that I know I'm not Chelsea. The only person that has faced
People
this.
People be in tears listening to this story this morning.
Honestly, a crinkled barcode is nothing worse.
What's the matter with you? I've got a crinkled barcode. All right. Sending thoughts at this difficult time. What are the everyday things? They're just too hard.
Shout out to Lindsay in Whitstable. She's got my back. Her everyday thing is putting socks back into pairs.
Oh, no. That's everyone's thing.
And there's always a stray one. I've got a couple. And I'm like, where is the other one gone?
We've got like a stray 17. It's like they're never going to find their brothers and sisters again.
Where do they go? Oh, they're now only childs.
They're only childs and they're heading for the recycling. That's where they're going. Oh, man, they've had their last wash.
Oh, no.
Okay, everyday things are just too hard. Why does it need to be this hard? Soap dispensers, liquid soap dispensers. When you get them, the little squirty top bit, it's down. It's in a locked down position.
Oh, no.
I have never... in my life, been able to unlock one of those bad boys so that you can
once
then pushy-pushy.
It's game over. There's no pushy-pushy.
I can't
pushy-pushy.
Do it. I don't know how to. I've gone in tears to my wife with one of those. Hey, please help me.
And does she fix it?
I turned it in an anti-clockwise. Look, the arrows, they turn it that way.
Sometimes
I turned it.
You have to do multiple turns.
I turned it. Do I loosen it off? Do I slacken the lid before I turn the spout? Or do I do it with the lid? It doesn't turn. But I tried every... And she goes, give it here, you idiot. Up it goes.
Up you go.
Anyway, I feel better for that. I feel
lighter. I feel like a weight has been lifted. I'm very happy for you.
What are people sharing?
Well, Shirley in Tunbridge Wells, she said, honestly, the most annoying thing is trying to get the cork out of a champagne bottle.
Oh, pray for Shirley.
Pray
hashtag.
For bougie Shirley. We God, love Chelsea. It, darling.
Although it is a little bit early. We usually wait till 8:30 before we pop the corks here at KMFM.
Shirley's ahead of the game. Morning to Stacey in Rochester, who said, everyday things that are difficult are getting her daughter out of bed to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like pulling the covers clean off is the key to that, and then you're cold.
They attach themselves inside there. They're like little limpets. They're like barnacles on the bottom of the ship. You have to get professionals in to scrape them off of their Paw Patrol duvet set. It's impossible, little tinkers.
And morning to Dee, who can't stand that when you unscrew the top of a new carton of milk, and sometimes...
unscrew tops. There is a theme here, people.
And there's a foil cover, which is impossible to peel back.
What is
especially...
that made of? That stuff is like Kevlar.
And if the tab's missing,
forget it. Just keep my milk.
Sandra in Strood struggles trying to get her Febreze sprays to actually spray.
Oh, what is that nozzle about?
I never know which way you're meant to turn it. There's like four different settings and none of them make sense.
And it's written tiny in the colour of the lid. Oh, thanks a lot for that. Great one. So you go... and you're building up the pressure. You're like, oh, my gosh, that is coming out. You turn the nozzle. Pow!
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I saw these. I thought of you immediately because you are a very fashionable person.
Why, thank you.
And you also like snacks. So good news, everyone. Crocs have teamed up with Pringles to bring out a range of footwear. It's in classic Pringles colours.
Oh, go on.
And also, the classic Crush boots have a built-in pocket for your Pringles tubs built into your crock.
So you can take snacks wherever and whenever.
Handily at ankle height. Isn't that just... This is the kind of thing...
You get your stretches in as well.
I would have wanted when I was a kid, but my mum and dad wouldn't have been able to afford it. I'd have had to, like, sellotape some snack right salt and vinegar to my leg, and that would have been my version. You wanted to buy some green eggs, so you wanted to scan them, self-scan as you wanted to buy them. But the crinkly, rounded nature of a cream egg wrapper means you couldn't scan.
Just wouldn't scan.
Your code. You are not alone. Kim's been in touch.
Yes, Kim.
Kim says, I worked for a supermarket for many years. Cream eggs are a well-known nightmare. For future reference, the barcode is 5020-1600. It's ingrained in my brain.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to write that down.
Write that down, everyone. Your cream egg woes are over.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.